As Seattle rang in the new year, the city's minimum wage increased to $15 per hour for thousands of workers. And as KUOW's Kate Walters reports, that increase has been met with a mixed reaction.
The raise to a $15 minimum wage is for people working at Seattle's largest companies, with more than 500 employees. And many workers say the bump makes a big difference. Sylvia Liang is a home care worker. She says it feels good to be properly compensated for her work. And she says the higher minimum wage is having an impact in the broader Chinese American community.
Many of us no longer have to take a second job. We can save a little money and we have more time with our families.
Hi there.
It's different for Karen Mann. He owns a Subway franchise on Aurora Avenue. Franchises are categorized by the number of people within the entire network. So the new $15 minimum wage applies to Mann's business. He says he's had to cut back staffing, and he's making personal sacrifices to keep the store open.
I've been working 7 days a week just because they don't make ends meet. And this year, we increased the prices of the sandwiches again, which I hate doing it, but there's no choice.
This mixture of love and hate for the $15 minimum wage tracks with the actual impact, according to researchers at the University of Washington. They say so far it's been a mixed bag for employees and employers across the city. Seattle's minimum wage will continue to increase for workers at small companies. All workers will hit $15 per hour in 2021. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.